Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Let's get our first guest on the line, Robert Chanik, a great Chicago Tribune reporter. Robert, good to have you on the line.
Thanks. Good to be here.
I saw that ComEd owes me money. I got really excited until I found out just about how much a month I was going to get. Let's get to that in a moment. First of all, can you walk us through why ComEd owes us money?
It's a good question. It's actually tied into the 2017 Tax Cuts Act, which cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%.
Mm-hmm.
And that included utilities like ComEd that, you know, are going to be charged less for their tax rates. And the short answer, relatively short, is that they, built into our bills money to cover those taxes, and they don't have to pay as much. So we got some, a tax refund, if you will, coming back.
Ah, so we had spent it, or we had already paid them already, so they had a certain amount in a coffer, essentially.
Essentially, right.
And I love the story because they're going to pay it out over 3 years or so. That's not what they wanted, though, is it?
No, I had trouble following why, but they wanted to pay it out over something like 39 years. And when you do, get to the grand total, it'll make it seem even less exciting if it were 39 years. But the state regulators, attorney general, Citizens Utility Board all said, let's speed it up a little bit and get this money back to the ratepayers. So it'll be 3 years.
3 years. Okay. So it's $485 million in tax. That sounds like it's going to be this huge amount. How much does the average person get back?
Well, the grand total when it's all said and done is about $3 a month. If I remember the exact number, I'm looking up real quickly, but I think it's about $3 a month for the average ratepayer over the course of the 3 years.
Okay.
So,
there you go. $100, it sounds like.
Yeah. You can get a cup of coffee each month on them, something like that.
And I'm only laughing because this is counter to what we see as escalating costs, and they're also going to be raising prices or raising us some fees simultaneously with this, correct?
Yeah, well, there's a proposal in front of the Illinois Commerce Commission that they want to raise rates for the largest rate increase, I think, in about a decade on delivery charges, ComEd does. So if that passes, at the same time we're maybe saving $3 a month, the bill could go up $2.20 a month beginning in January, too, pending regulatory approval. So the net gain might not even get you that cup of coffee, unfortunately.
Yeah. I know that for individuals that may not seem like a lot. What about bigger businesses? Is it done based on how much usage you have, how much you've paid in the past? Is it distributed differently depending on the size of your place? How does it work?
It is based on distribution costs, I believe the way they phrase it. But long and short of it is, again, the large companies or larger commercial clients could see, you know, some pretty big, say, refunds, you know, hundreds of dollars a month at the top end of the scale. The average residential user won't see that kind of number unless they're really running their AC pretty hard.
Exactly. I imagine that this is coming in the form of you'll see it off the top of the bill. They're not going to front us this money.
No. It'll be a line item on the bill that'll show the tax refund. So you're going to have to get out your reading glasses and look for it. But it'll be there. And that's definitely coming in January. I mean, that part is done. In terms of the increase, you'll have to compare notes between your December and January bills to see how much they jacked it up. But
yeah,
you should come out net ahead, if nothing else, in January 2023 on your ComEd bill.
Right. And now, of course, this is about rising prices in general and, of course, for some people going through the roof. So it may not seem like a lot, but I guess I just want to say it doesn't happen very often that you get some money off the bill.
That's for sure. I think we got to take what we can get, you know.
Exactly. And just, I really want to quickly circle back. This is due to the Trump tax cut, right? That, I think you mentioned that, but I guess I just didn't quite realize that that corporate tax rate was slashed so much. I know a lot of corporations know that and small business owners and might know that, but this was a big tax cut that happened.
It was. And you know, a lot of corporations, it was quite a windfall, and they used that money for all kinds of things. You know, I think some stock buybacks and other things, but they saw a lot of money. And again, when you look at it in total, it's you know, Ameren also had, I think, $50 million that it has to give back to customers in Illinois. So, you know, the grand total was, I think, what you said, something like $480 million that, you know, does go back to the ratepayers because of the tax cut. So it ends up, you know, it's a pretty big number in sum. Yeah, $485 million total. But again, when it trickles down to the average customer, it's going to be not so dramatic. But it's better to get it than not, you know.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. And we say cup of coffee. I don't quite know if $3 gets you that anymore either, Robert Chanik.
Yeah,
but
whatever the smallest, least exotic cup of coffee you can buy is, it might.
Yeah, there you go, Robert. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Same. Enjoyed it.